From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Late tonight, or really very early tomorrow morning, Elon Musk's SpaceX will launch a rocket from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Not just any rocket. This is the first time a commercial rather than government spacecraft designed for humans will launch to the International Space Station. There won't be people on board, not yet, but this is a critical test. As Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, if all goes according to plan, SpaceX could be authorized to carry astronauts later this year.
The last shuttle, Atlantis, touched down at Kennedy Space Center in July 2011.
The space shuttle pulls into port for the last time, its voyage at an end.
NASA awarded contracts to Boeing and SpaceX to ferry astronauts to the space station instead. SpaceX designed a reusable capsule called Dragon, at first for cargo, but with bigger plans in mind. As Elon Musk said when he let me climb into the prototype in 2009 for the BBC.
We've designed the Dragon spacecraft to carry people. We've designed it to meet all of the NASA human rating standards, and we've even done things like put windows in.
And he proudly showed off his creation by hammering his fist into it.
This is a very, very strong structure. I mean really, not something you have to worry about. You will survive.
10 years later, and that is being put to the test with this latest launch. A crew version of Dragon will be carrying a high-tech dummy in a spacesuit. If all goes well, human flights could come by July, and Boeing isn't far behind. So NASA's bet on retiring its expensive shuttle program is paying off, says Chris Quilty, space industry analyst.
Commercial launch of crew should be significantly cheaper and much more reliable.
He says NASA will have to pay these commercial operators around $20 to $40 million per seat to launch an astronaut. For comparison, its only option since the shuttle was retired has been to pay the Russian space agency up to $85 million for that.
The commercial sector saw markets that needed to be serviced and are finding ways to do that.
Eric Stalmer is president of the Commercial Spaceflight Federation. Private space missions aren't limited to the U.S. A SpaceX rocket launched an unmanned private Israeli spacecraft on a mission to the moon last week, and it's one of just many with plans for a lunar renaissance. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.